All right. Well, good morning, my brothers and sisters. It is wonderful to be in the house of the Lord and to see blue sky and have the sun shining down on us. It's so refreshing. How long was it overcast and drizzly? It's like a couple of years or something. I mean, it felt like forever. Oh, but now we get to see the sun again, which is absolutely fabulous. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms who are here. And, it's funny because there's some people here that are like, my kids have been out of the house forever, but we all know you're still moms. You still worry about them. I still give my mom plenty to worry about. So I know how this works. So thank you guys for an unbelievable love and service that you give to your children and the way you take care of probably a lot of more people than just the ones that you were born to you. So, all right, well, let us begin this morning. Whenever we come into our Father's house, we want to remember the reason that we come here. The reason that we are able to come here is because we've been brought into the family of God through this incredible gift of baptism, that we were adopted into his family, given faith and new life. And so we begin our worship service, remembering the day, the name spoken over us in our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's pray, my friends. Please stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning, Lord, another day that we get to live for you, another day that we get to be in your presence, hearing your word, Lord, singing your praises. Lord, I pray that you would be among us today. Send your Holy Spirit to work in our hearts and our minds, that we may see you, Lord, for the amazing God that you are and be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. In your name we pray. Amen. My friends, it is also appropriate that this time that when we come into our Father's presence that we would lay our sins at his feet. This week we have fallen short, and I know this because we're all still alive. We're all still in this world, and we all still live in this sinful state, and as much as we want to live our lives in glory to glorify our Father in heaven, we often don't. And so let us now lay those sins at the feet of our Savior and receive from him the forgiveness and new life that he earned for us on the cross and on the resurrection. Let us confess our sins. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace. For the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you and for his sake forgives you all of your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, let us return praise and thanksgiving to the God who has once again restored us into that perfect baptismal relationship with him.
Creatures of our God and King. text of our monthly hymn, Holy, 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 speaks specifically of the Holy Trinity. The opening line, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, references Isaiah 6, verse 3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of his glory. In Revelation 4, verse 8, and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning. Good morning. My name is Steve Mangrum, one of your elders. I want to encourage you to let your mother know that you love her today. I lost my mom this year, but I'm happy I know she's in heaven. So happy Mother's Day. First scripture reading today is Acts 20, 17 through 35. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came to the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly from the house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and over the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, salvage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I have never stopped warning you, each of you, night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who have sanctified. I have not covenanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. And everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much, Steve. And children, it's now time for the children's message, so come on down at this time. And I believe Brian Falls has the message for us this morning.
Good morning. Come on down, kids. I'm so excited to be here with you and talk with you a little bit. Did everybody give something to their moms this morning? No?
I did.
Yeah. What did you give your mom?
Balloons with numbers on it.
Oh, balloons? That's fun. Well, we're going to talk about moms. Okay. We're going to talk about moms here in just a minute. The first thing I wanted to talk to you about is some words that I've been hearing in a lot of the scripture readings over the last couple of weeks. And those words are words like shepherd and flock and lambs and sheep. If we go back to the week before Easter, we talked about the Passover in some of the readings, or maybe you did that in school or with some readings for some devotions. And at that time, God told the people to go and sacrifice a lamb, and it had to be an unblemished one. And then that way, their families would be spared, and they could get up and leave where? Where were they when the Passover happened? Does anybody remember? They made a Disney movie about it even. They were in Egypt. And so God delivered his people out of Egypt. with that Passover lamb. Later on, we heard a reading last week or maybe 2 weeks ago where Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." And today, we hear about being a shepherd for God's flock. So let's figure this out. When the Bible talks about sheep, is he talking about us, do you think?
Jesus.
Well, Jesus was the lamb too, and that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that, Orion, because I wanted to talk about that also. Orion, yes, okay. So he's making sure I sound his name out right. So let's talk about sheep. What do you know about sheep? We don't have tons of sheep in America, but what would you know about them here? Well, are they smart? Yes.
They eat grass,
yeah. They are fluffy. We shear their wool off for warm clothing. How do you think they smell?
Bad.
They smell bad. Yeah, they smell bad. They're not the smartest creatures. So what did God give sheep to keep them safe? They stand like this with the staff in their hand. The shepherds, yeah. And think about it. What are the first three letters of sheep? Who's a good speller? S, yeah.
E.
S-H-E. And then what are the first three letters of shepherds?
S-H-E.
S-H-E. So we know that shepherds take care of the sheep, right? Now, when it says that Jesus was a lamb, what does that mean? Well, he was that perfect, unblemished person without any sin, and he sacrificed himself, his own life, and then rose from the dead again so that us, his flock, could have eternal life, and he is our shepherd. Now, let's talk about the wolves. What do wolves like to do with sheep?
Eat them.
Eat them, yeah, you all know that one. Okay. So, wolves do hunt in packs. So are there some dangerous things in your lives as kids?
Yeah.
What are some of the dangerous things in your lives?
Devil.
The devil, that's right.
Bears.
Bears, yeah.
Brown bears and black bears.
Yep.
Even bears, because they're the biggest.
Yep, bears. There's all sorts of dangers, and sin is a danger. And so that's the wolves that could be a danger to us. So isn't it nice that we have a shepherd like Jesus and he could take that crook in the staff? And does it hurt sometimes maybe when that shepherd reaches out and grabs that sheep and pulls the sheep out of the hole or pulls it away from the wolf? Yeah. So let's talk about moms.
How does all this do with moms?
I'm getting there. So if you're sheep, you're kind of stinky, you kind of just follow other people around, you don't always do the right thing, you get into danger, and moms protect you. What else do moms do for you? Yeah.
Clean up after you.
They clean up after you. Now, isn't it nice when you clean up after yourself? No, oh, but moms do that sometimes. Some of you were young enough to have diapers. Did they change your diapers?
Yeah.
Was that stinky? Yeah. So sometimes, is it dirty work to be a mom?
Yeah.
Now, when they reach and grab you out of danger, does that hurt a little bit sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you get mad at them sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, isn't it nice that we have shepherds like moms and like Jesus in heaven to keep us safe and keep us out of danger?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, I'm going to count to three, and we're going to turn around, and maybe you can see your mom or a grandma or somebody that loves you, a woman who loves you, and I want you on the count of three to say Happy Mother's Day, okay? Everybody ready? Turn around. Look at your moms, grandmas, aunts, uncles, or aunts. All right, ready? One, two, three. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, that was like a 2 out of 10. Let's really get ready for this, okay? Take a big deep breath. Turn around. Make eye contact. Look at them. See if they're looking at you. They're your shepherd. They are looking at you. One, two, three. Happy Mother's Day. All right. That was a little bit better. Be sure you tell them Happy Mother's Day and do something special with them. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, Thank you for being our shepherd. And thank you for sending shepherds like moms. Amen. All right. Thanks, guys. And if you would like to go to Little Worship, I'm expecting a cross. Oh, Mrs. Landgraf has the cross back there.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And the kids that are going off to Little Worship, we will bring them back. I'm not sure what I would do with them if we kept them. But nevertheless, they'll be coming back shortly after the sermon, so you'll be together again. The rest of us, let's turn to our God's Word this morning. The sermon's text this morning is actually going to be both readings. I'm going to be bouncing back and forth. But the reading that I'm going to do right now is Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 7, now or 17. Now, Revelation's an interesting book, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that can be really, really hard to understand, very confusing, very just a whole bunch. But there are places in Revelation where we can understand because God explains it to us while we go. So that's one of the readings, that's the reading we're going to have today, is one that that is explained to us. And so here it is. It says, "After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their face before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders asked me, 'These in white robes, who are they and where do they come from?' I answered, 'Sir, you know.' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.'" Wiping away every tear from your eyes. Moms, doesn't that sound like a great thing? I mean, I just remember, you know, on Mother's Day, I can't help but remember all the crazy stuff I did to my mom. There's once we came home from school, and my mom brought us home from school and dropped us off, and she knew that we were going to go outside and play. And when we went outside and played, it was this woods that was right near our house. And she knew that we were going to go find as much dirt as possible. It's what we do. And so she said, "First, before you go outside and play, I want you to go in and change out of your school clothes." We're good. Not a problem. So we run to our room, and Marty takes off his clothes, my brother, and I tuck off my clothes, and he puts on my clothes, and I put on his clothes, and we went out to play in the woods. We had very obediently changed our clothes. The most amazing thing is my mom continued to feed us and care for us and keep us. And I mean, just think of all, I mean, that's just one little thing. I mean, all of the zany things that kids do to their parents and all the stress and all the frustration. And the question is, why do we stay at it? And the answer is pretty obvious, right? Because they're my kid. They're the one that God gave me. They're the one that I love. And I'd do anything for this child. You know, at the time I didn't understand, but now I do because I have kids of my own. And you really would do anything for these kids. I mean, just think about what it means to be a parent. It means that God has given you a person to raise and take care of that is equal in dignity and value to yourself, a person with an eternal soul, one who is going to live eternally, go to heaven or hell. And the responsibility of raising a person is immense. And God fills us with such love for these little people who turn into very large people. And we would do anything for them. And anything it covers a lot of ground, right? I mean, it's everything from, like Brian was saying, cleaning up after them. And let me tell you what, when your kids are in their 20s, you're still cleaning up after them. You know, and it's all of the things that we have to do and all of the frustrations that we have in raising them, the worries and stress of having them sick and waking up in the middle of the night to check on them and make sure that everything is still okay, and the waiting up for them when they're out too late at night and worrying about them while they're at college and worrying about them when they're driving home from college and just all of the things that we worry about and do. But and it also includes all the teaching we do, because we have to remember these children are people with immortal souls. They will live forever. And we so desperately want what's best for our child here on earth, but how much more do we want what's best for our child eternally? Then we want to make sure that they are prepared for life, that their faith is strong, that they can deal with the stresses and frustrations that they're going to be facing, that when people bring falsehoods to them, that our children are prepared to recognize them as the falsehoods they are and be able to hold on to their faith and know what God has said. And so we teach and we lead and we talk and we process the world with our kids and we do whatever we can because they're our kids. And it's not like the world makes it easy. I mean, the world gives us nothing but troubles, right? And like I said earlier, the kids give you nothing but troubles, right? I mean, so it's like, it's not like it's an easy job, but we keep at it because it's worth it. Paul was having the same conversation with his people in the first reading today. He said, look, my ministry has not been easy. You know, with tears I have taught. You know, he said, the Holy Spirit, I don't know much about the future, but what the Holy Spirit has made clear to me is this: there's going to be hardship and prison in my future. Well, that's cheerful, right? You know, I mean, what a great retirement plan Paul had, right? You know, I mean, it's like after working so hard, after being beaten and stoned and left for dead and shipwrecked and smuggled out of town to rescue him from the people who were coming to arrest him and just all of the hardships that he faced and all the things that he had to do and the way he had to chastise churches that were going the wrong way and lead them into a better way, and the hard conversations he had to have and all the things he had to do in his ministry, which were not easy at all. And doing all of this while supporting himself. He didn't even take a paycheck from the churches that he served. He served and he worked while serving, and as he said in the text today, supported himself and the people who traveled with him. So you think he had an easy life? And what was his retirement going to be? Prison. Yes, persecution. People saying all kinds of awful things about him. Did he feel sorry for himself for 1 minute? No. He said this: my life means nothing to me. All that I care about is this, that I bear witness to the grace of our God. Isn't that crazy? I mean, what a focused life. You know, the thing is that the second reading that we had, the reading that I just read, John the apostle was up in heaven and, you know, in a vision, and he was showed this countless number of saints, these people dressed in white that are all around the throne of God, giving praise and glory to God, serving God in his temple. And The elder came up to John and said, "Hey, who are these guys?" And John says, "I don't know. You tell me." And the elder tells him, he says, "These are the ones who have been through the tribulation, through the hard time, through the crosses and the frustrations and the stress and the burdens of life, and who have remained faithful and have been cleaned in the blood of the Lamb. And now they live in heaven. Now they live at the feet of the one who saved them, and he protects them from all things. Now there will be nothing more bad that will happen to them. Now they live in bliss and they live in glory." And I think that one of the frustrations that we have as God's people is that we would like to have our retirement early. You know? Anybody here think, "You know, I've worked really hard in the church. I've done so much in the church. I've done all these things. I've worked, I've struggled, I've suffered, I've sacrificed, I've given, and now I just want to take some time and rest and let somebody else do all the work." Anybody feel that way? I have, you know. I mean, it's true. You get to a certain point and you're tired. And you just want to rest. What Paul's telling us today is that what's being revealed to us in Revelation today is this: the job is not done. The work is incomplete. Paul knew. He said, he had nothing in his writing for today that said anything about him stopping before he simply couldn't do anything else. He just said, "I am only focused on finishing the race, on doing the work, on bearing witness to the grace of God. That's all I focus on. That's all I think about." You know, just like moms, we as a church have been given children. I love Sunday mornings when we get to see all the kids come to the front and how many children we have, and the watching them continue to grow up. And I've been at this church long enough that I've got to see so many different children grow up. And now they're like in college and graduating from college, and makes you feel really old. But the thing is, though, is that it's just astounding to see the opportunity that God has given us, to see the children that he has put around us, and that we understand that just like parents who look at the children that they've been given and say, "These children are eternal souls that need care and love and support and all the things that people need as they grow in their faith," and to understand that that is also true for us, that these children are given to us as a congregation, as God's people here in Eureka, and that it is our responsibility to pour into these children whatever it takes to prepare them to live as Christian men and women in this world. And it's immense, the amount of work that is. And you know the things that we do. I mean, everything from Sunday school to Club 456 to, and I'm going to skip things because my memory's horrible. Wait, I wrote down notes. I got notes. Hang on. Here we go. Yeah, Sunday school, Club 456, then we got confirmation, which is, you know, that's a lot of time. It's intense. It's 2 years of Wednesday nights where the kids have to come in here and deal with me every night. Then we have the high school youth, which that's a lot of work. I'll get an amen if Jackie's here, Jake Petrie, those two are just doing an incredible job of running our youth ministry program. It's just astounding. And then we got our school. And you know what? That's an incredible opportunity God has given us. You know, God has gathered together 140 kids that we get to pour God's word into, that we get to raise in the faith, that we get to work alongside their parents to help them to grow and to understand the world that God has given us, the gift of language, the gift of math, the gift of science, the gift of art and expression, all of these gifts that God has given us to use and to understand so that we can understand that God and his blessings and the glories that we can return to him and praise that we can give him because all that he has made in this world. And it's an incredible and sacred thing that we have, the ability, the strength, the opportunity to do this work. And it's hard. Let me tell you, it's really hard. You know, I mean, there's everything from the building that, you know, anybody notice that kids are hard on buildings? I mean, they are. They're rough on buildings. But are they worth it? Yeah, so worth it. Yeah, I mean, there was once the kid was playing with a wheelchair out there and put the foot of the wheelchair through the stained glass window going out into. Were they worth it? They're worth it. Guys, we have an incredible opportunity, and here's the thing. It's going to be hard. And it's right now, I think that everybody is feeling like an extra heavy burden. You know, we're just coming out of COVID. We're all exhausted. Anybody here tired of this? You know, everything in life was harder. You know, it's like you were carrying a backpack full of rocks through life, and everybody's exhausted after 2 years of this. And a lot of us want to just take a break. We want to just sit down and let somebody else do the work for a while. But the problem is everybody lived through this. And we're all tired. And the thing is that the work still needs to be done. You know, we still have to take care of each other. We still have to raise these children. We still have to love and care for all the people that God has put around us. We still have to speak the truth and bear witness and testimony to the grace of our God and what he has done for us. And so my thing is this, don't get tired. I mean, you are tired. I get that. But don't give up. Don't stop. Because what we're doing is so unbelievably important. It's so unbelievably valuable as we continue to do the work of God's church, as we continue to pour ourselves into these young people that God has given us, as we continue to care for one another. And just like a mom who never quits, never gives up, constantly loves her children because these are the children that God gave her, that we would do that very same thing with the children that God gave us. And we know retirement is coming, right? The day is coming when all the work will be done, but it will not be on this earth. And for now, we have to use Paul as our example, that we push forward, that our goal, our focus is narrow, that our biggest, most important thing we do in life is bear witness to the glory of God, and that we pass this message on to the people around us, especially all these little ones that God has given us to serve, that we would be able to bear testimony to them and to their families and to all the other people that we come into contact with. Be tired, but don't give up. Lean on the God that Paul leaned on. The only reason Paul was able to do the hard work that he was able to do is because he was following the work that the Holy Spirit gave him. He just did the task. He kept moving. He was faithful. It's an opportunity for us as well. Don't give up. Stay the course. We have so much more work to do, and we are doing it. Children are being touched. I was just told we've graduated more than 260 kids from our school in the last almost 40 years. That's incredible. The depth of the faith that they were taught, the richness of their preparation. It's an astounding blessing. Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you have given us this incredible gift of being your people and living as yours in this world. Lord, I pray that you would be with the moms today, that you would continue to give them strength and support, Lord, whether they're moms or grandmothers, Lord, and as my wife and I will bear witness to, nothing is more incredible than having praying grandparents. Lord, I pray that you would support and encourage each mom here today, and I pray that you would also Lord, that you would continue to be with us, Lord, at St. Mark's as we work together to give our children, Lord, all the children that you have given us, everything that we can to support them and to help them be the Christian men and women, Lord, that you desire them to be. All this, Lord, we bring to you and give thanks for your incredible grace, love, mercy, your death and resurrection, and the promise, Lord, that you are preparing a place for us one day. In your name we pray. Amen. Outstanding. My friends, as we continue our service today, we are going to be collecting the offering. And as the offering is collected, we are going to sing. And I would like you to please record your attendance in the folders that you see in front of you in the pews.
Stand.
Please stand. We are now going to continue our worship service by confessing what God has taught us about himself, and we're going to be using the explanation to the first article of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly goodness versus mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. God has certainly blessed us through these all the moms that he has given us, and so we just want to love them and thank God for them today. As we go into our prayer time, in addition to moms, we want to be praying especially for Mary Borg-Schulte. She is going through some pretty tough times. She has a antibiotic-resistant infection, and her pain is pretty intense. And we want to be keeping her and Dorwood in our prayers. Dorwood's here with us today. I ask you to give him a hug and love on him, but don't make him talk about it all. You know, just if you want to get updates, please come talk to me. That would be great. But she's having a tough time. And you can imagine that Dorwood and the kids are as well. So let's make sure we bring them before our Father in heaven. And we want to thank God for all the kids that he's given us in our families and also in our congregation. And just continue to ask that God would send his Spirit to work in their hearts and minds and to grow their faith and help them to be able to cling to the same God who has gotten us through our lives as well. So let us pray together. Please stand as we pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much that you have made us your people and brought us into your family, Lord, where you care for us and love us and give us everything that we need. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with especially our moms today, Lord, as we know that their lives are not always easy, Lord, but they are never alone in the task, that you are always with them, that you carry them and that you love them, that you give them this supernatural strength, Lord, that peace that surpasses understanding, all of those things that you promise us in Scripture. Lord, I pray that you would help all of our moms, Lord, to be able to enjoy that peace and that comes, Lord, through our faith. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with all these wonderful children you have given us. Every single child and every single family, Lord, all the grandchildren of the grandparents who are here, the neighbor children of every member, the children in our Sunday school and in our school, the youth in our youth ministry, Lord, the kids that are going to college, I pray that you would continue to be with each and every one of them, Lord. As we have opportunity to serve you by loving them, I pray that you would give us the right words to say, prompt us to have the right actions, and just help us, Lord, as we continue to do your work with this next generation. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with everybody who is doing ministry in our church, Lord, and there are so many people doing different things all over the place. I pray that you would continue to give them passion and strength, Lord, especially during this time when it seems like every burden is just a little heavier. Lord, we pray that you would continue to hold us up, to strengthen us, Lord, to keep us focused on the task, so that more people, Lord, can be added to that throng that surrounds your throne in heaven after all this is done. Lord, we pray that you would be with Mary, continue to heal her, Lord, continue to give her comfort and strength. Lord, be with Dorwood and the kids, Lord, that they would be able to have your peace, and that they would be able to focus on loving Mary and giving her whatever it is she needs. I pray that you would just give peace and mercy to that whole situation. And Lord, I pray for all those, all others who are facing difficulties, tribulations, stressors in life, whether it be health or finances or relationships, that you would give us peace, and that you would help us, Lord, to struggle, to continue to struggle, Lord, toward doing everything we can do so that as long as it depends with us, we live at peace with everyone. Looking forward to the day when all will be made right and we live in your presence forever. All this we pray in your holy name, and we pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you, this do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
Time our God is faithful, trustworthy, saved.
We talked a little bit earlier about being tired, right? We talked about being worn down, and sometimes you just don't want to have to work anymore because we're just drained out, and we say, well, what are we supposed to do in order to get our energy back and be able to do the things God wants us to do? Well, this is part of it, right? God knew that we get tired, and he gave us a meal. A meal through which the Holy Spirit works, a meal through which we are nourished and grown and encouraged and brought back up to be able to be the people God needs us to be in this world. He gives us his word that we can read, and the Spirit works through that word to do all those same things. Our God does not leave us alone in this, not at all. He walks with us. Last thing he said before he went up into heaven is, all authority has been given to me, and I will be with you always. And so, knowing our God is true, knowing his promise is faithful, knowing that he never quits and he will hold us up until the day that he takes us up into heaven, depart in his peace, in his promise. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let's stand up as we sing the final song of praise together. Amazing God. He carries us through the great times and the hard times of life with equal efficiency, and he is just an amazing God. All right, my friends, as we are heading into the coming week, I just encourage you, we are going to have Bible study after the service today, but if you can't stay for this, there is Bible study all week long, details in the bulletin, and Women in Prayer. We're going to be splitting or dividing up names again, taking names and praying for one another. That's going to be starting on Monday, May 16th. Again, more information in the announcements. God's blessings on your week, and happy Mother's Day.